The Milk Bar, sponsored by www.wolvesmobile.co.uk. Saving you money on your mobile, making cash for your club.
Welcome to the Milk Bar. 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 Welcome to the Milk Bar.
Welcome along. This is episode 85 of the Milk Bar. Jason and Claire here once more. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Jason?
I'm all right. How's your week been?
My week has flew past yet again, but it's all been good. I now know how to do CPR.
Right. Okay.
I'm halfway through first aid training, so
I was hoping it wasn't something that had happened because of an emergency.
No. Thankfully not, and hopefully not in the future either.
Fingers crossed you'll never have to use that.
That is the plan.
But it is there in your armoury of things to help out, should you
it
need to.
It is indeed. It's been quite an intriguing course to do, I have to say.
Well, I do feel safer sat here now, which is good. I like that idea. So how's your week been? Has it been a busy, exciting one then?
Yeah, it's been busy, exciting, socialising at the weekend,
yes.
Working. I don't know where the week has gone. It's absolutely disappeared, to be perfectly honest. What about yourself?
Well, I was at the Wolves game on Saturday.
Oh, which didn't quite go according to plan.
We were hoping for something better than a 3-0 defeat.
Yeah.
Coming up on the show this week, we will be hearing from Jim Mowat telling us about EasterCon, a convention.
I'm looking forward to that because right now
you've no idea what
I have absolutely
these
no idea.
Is. No, we'll be finding out about that. I was talking to one of your friends who's a musician.
Yes, that would be Rich.
Rich McMahon.
Yep.
On the phone a little bit later on. Also chatting with another musician, Mr. Paul Young.
Fantastic. I'm looking forward to that one.
Fingers crossed we'll be hearing from him very, very soon. But first of all, though, we are going to have a chat with Jane O'Reilly. Hello, Jane.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Are you?
I'm all right, Tar. So, tell us about what's going on, because you've an exhibition taking place at Bilston Craft Gallery
throughout the month
of February.
Yeah. It's starting on the 29th of January and running until the 26th of February. And it's an art screen exhibition, which is a consortium of five artists, but there are two of us showing in this particular exhibition.
Mm-hmm.
So there's work by me, and that's paintings, and John Crane has got sculptures in there, so it's a bit of a mixture.
Fantastic.
And how do you think that the two are going to complement each other?
Well, hopefully very well, yeah.
So is this a new body of work, Jane, or is it kind of a...
It'll be mostly new stuff with a few older pieces in, you know, as reference points, because it's kind of like a journey, you know, as you know, Claire, art, it's as it moves on, but it refers back to other pieces.
Absolutely.
Of the past, so, but a lot of new pieces will be in there.
The gallery's a great place as well to show, isn't it, in Bilston? It's got a really good feel to it.
Yeah, it's a lovely space, actually. It's a really nice area to exhibit in. And it's a shame it's got such a big window, but that's also one of its plus points.
Actually, from an artist's point of view, the shame being that's one less wall to show work
that's
on.
That's right, yeah, but it gives a really good light in there. No, it should be a good...
Do. And do you think knowing what the space was like before you did some of your work has coloured the way, the shape and the form that work's taken?
No.
No. In a word.
No. Jason's a bit outnumbered here with artistic people.
There was actually a cancellation by the person who was supposed to be exhibiting.
Uh-huh.
We were down to exhibit later on.
Mm-hmm. But you've been pulled forward.
Yeah, so I've sort of moved into to fill that space.
Mm-hmm.
So, I haven't worked towards that exhibition as such, but I've got a good body of work to draw things from.
But did you find that is a way that you do work sometimes, that you're thinking about what is going to look best, or every time you do a piece, is it really how the mood takes you, what's on your mind at the time?
Well, kind of they all link in, really, because although things may seem quite disparate and what have you, when you come to do a piece and you feel somehow that it's not what you've been working on before, that there is actually a thread through when you look at the work, even subconsciously, you know, it actually does follow
mm-hmm.
follow a pattern and a thread. So it's sort of, you can either be working towards something deliberately or find that it's happened anyway, mm-hmm. you should see what I mean.
Because I think that's what's really nice about your work, Jane, is the kind of experimenting and exploring with the materials and the paint that you use, and kind of, as you say, letting that kind of take you off in the journey too. Well, it's not that you come to your work with a full picture in mind of what it is that you're doing.
That's right, because the work's so based on texture and stuff like that, that no matter what the subject is, it still has the thread of your working process.
Absolutely.
It comes through in it, so there's a link.
And do you tend to find that you go through a while where you do a theme or a running title?
Yes.
Favourite ones recently then?
Yeah, recently I've started working on, I took some photographs over the autumn on walks, and trees are a big theme really, because they're just so fantastic. Mm-hmm. So I've been working on the pictures that I took then. So it's quite a sort of landscapey area I'm in at the moment, concentrating mostly on trees.
It's a good excuse for going and walking the great outdoors and getting some fresh air too, isn't
it? I have a dog, so I need to be out there walking. So it's killing several birds with one stone. Take the camera with me. So
damp patches at the bottom of all your trees?
Oh, no, she's a lady, our dog.
Oh, sorry.
She's very well behaved.
Well, so the exhibition takes place throughout February. What's the start date?
29th of January.
Okay, so it all gets going.
Are you having an opening, Jane, or are you going to take advantage of the private view?
Well, yes. The exhibition downstairs, on a glass-blowing exhibition, is on the 3rd of February. So we're having our private view the same time, so that we can get as many people from that one up to see our stuff, and people from ours down to see the glass-blowing exhibition.
Mm-hmm. Brilliant, because we had Sophie on talking about it last week, so that's actually the same exhibition.
It all ties in fairly well. But
it does.
So if you want to find out what that one was about, just pop back to last week's podcast, episode 84, and you'll be able to hear about that too.
Fantastic.
But no, it's good to talk to you, and thank you for joining us. Have you got a website that shows some of your work at the moment?
Yes, it's The Art Screen. www.theartscreen, which is all one word, .co.uk.
Theartscreen.co.uk. Pop that in. You can see pictures of what you've been doing and get an impression, but it's still not like seeing the real thing, is it?
Oh, no, it's not. Do come along. Love to see you.
Okay. Brilliant. See you next Thursday, Jane.
Okay.
Thank you for joining us, and we will catch up with you soon.
Yeah, cheers.
Most, take care.
Rather sooner in the case of some, I feel, but there we are.
I think so.
Okay,
see you, Jane. Bye.
Thanks a lot, then. Bye.
No, back to your other friend, Richard McMahon. Let's hear our first track from him. This one is strange. We're starting with something called Journey's End.
It's hard to live up to low expectations. It's hard to get away from where you're from. Some they will hold on in desperation, but not me, because tomorrow I'll be gone. Now New York might seem far away to many, but it's barely far enough away for me. I'll be riding on that Staten Island ferry, while back home they'll keep the same old company. There's a suitcase in the hall and a passport on the bed, and only one thing left to do before I go: walk down to the journey's end, say goodbye to all my friends, and have one last drink for the road. I promised I would send them all a postcard, that I'd phone the pub up every now and then, but I knew that before long I would forget them. Chances were I'd never see these folks again. I told them I'd to get up early in the morning, but I swear the lads, they would not let me out. And just before the day was set for dawning, they said, go on, have another pint of stout. But there's a suitcase in the hall and a passport on the bed, and only one thing left to do before I go: walk down to the journey's end, say goodbye to all my friends, and have one last drink for the road. Thank you. There's a suitcase in the hall and a passport on the bed, and only one thing left to do before I go. Walk down to the journey's end, say goodbye to all my friends, and have one last drink for the road. So here I am an hour before leaving. I'm drunk and tired and lying on my bed, and the passport's crumpled up beneath my shoulder, and I'm in New York already in my head. I'll keep the suitcase in the hall and the passport on the bed. Of course there'll be one thing left to do before I go. Walk down to the journey's end, say goodbye to all my friends, and have one last drink for the road. Cause there's a suitcase in the hall and a passport on the bed. Cause there'll be one thing left to do before I go. Walk down to the journey's end, say goodbye to all my friends, and have one last drink for the road. Give me one last drink for the road. Hey!
Richard McMahon and Journey's End. This is The Milk Bar. Jason and Claire here. And you enjoy that tune?
I did enjoy that
You're
tune.
You're biased. You know him.
I am biased, but I can't help it. But he is. You have to agree, Jason.
Yeah, it's very good. I enjoyed that very much. Right, let's go to our next guest. And joining us on the phone, all the way from London, is a gentleman whose band are playing at the Robin 2 on the 18th of February. It is Mr. Paul Young. Hello, sir.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well, thanks.
Good. Now, Los Pacaminos.
Yes, it is, yeah. It's not your typical Paul Young stuff. In fact, it's a world away from that.
But it's very lively.
It is very lively, and we've been doing it for 17 years. I started when I just left CBS, and I hadn't got a record deal, so I felt a bit lost. Mm-hmm. You know? So I thought I wanted to have a band where it didn't matter if I had a record deal or a record out or whatever. We would just go and play somewhere. But the type of music that I chose to play and the people that I called up to do it, it was just a magic mix. In fact, someone said to me the other day, it's almost the same as watching the Q-Tips. It's not soul music, it's Tex-Mex, but the camaraderie and the chemistry between the people on the stage is exactly the same, you know. And so we couldn't stop it, so we've been doing it for that long.
And it must just be really good fun going out and gigging with this sort of thing.
It is. It's great, great fun. It's a very happy music, you know. I think, you know, that the Mexicans... The only similarity between soul music and this is that the Mexicans are the kind of the low-down dogs of the California world, so they're all gardeners and things like that, and they've all got... it's quite a poor country, so when they come Friday and Saturday, they want to get down and have a really good time and forget about the low pay and the hard work, you know. And so the music's got a very positive vibe about it, and it makes you feel good. So... And I think that's a similarity with soul music. So every time we play, it just makes us all feel good. Everybody in the band and hopefully everybody that comes along, you know.
Sounds absolutely amazing, Paul. I can't help but ask, this is highlighting my lack of Spanish, but Los Pacaminos.
Yeah, nothing. Absolutely nothing.
That's what it means, nothing.
We made it up.
Oh, yeah. You did? There's me being all impressed.
No, it sounds like, it's a cross between a lot of things. A palomino is a horse, and camino is road. And in fact, I've got a friend from Argentina who said it's a very close to a word that they use for street urchin, you know, a ragamuffin.
Ah, so you've actually got all the key references
in
there.
Yeah, it's all, and it was all because... It was an oblique reference to pack them in, you know, pack the crowd in. So it's got so many little connotations to it, really.
And I'm guessing it's living up to its description as well.
Yeah, it is.
Now, Los Pacaminos, one studio album, one live album, not really that much to go out and buy, but it is more about the gigging, isn't it?
It is. It's very much about the gig. The studio album is still something that we're very proud of. I mean, we did most of it around my house and mixed it there. But at the house I was in at the time had like a cellar that we completely took over. We had our own kitchen. We had rooms down there. It was my den where I used to bring friends around and play music. So it had a very good vibe to it. And And it really comes off on the record.
I have heard bits and pieces of it over the years, because I have spoken to you on this when you've been playing in the area in the past. And it's always well received. But how do people react when they think they're coming along to see Paul Young as on your own and just in a few songs? I mean, do you find that it's a very different crowd, or you see a lot of the same faces?
I mean, that hasn't happened for a long time now, because I think we've got a name for ourselves, and the majority of people, there might be one or two that have heard it wrong and are turning up thinking that Paul Young's going to play. But I know that some people come along and people say, no, it's Paul Young's band. So they think, oh, it's Paul Young's backing band, so Paul's not going to be there. So then they actually get a surprise. You know?
Yeah.
But sometimes it can work the other way, when people do think, oh, it's just a pseudonym and he's going to come on and do all of his hits.
But even though they're not going to be disappointed, though, with the energy of the act and the show, though, are they? So even if it did work out that way, and they still get to see you, which is really what those young ladies of a certain age are looking for.
if they stick with it, it's a great night, you know. And I've got some Paul Young fans that are completely turned tail and prefer the pack aminos. And I've got Paul Young fans that bring other people that wouldn't necessarily like the Paul Young stuff or never really bought it, but they say, it doesn't matter though, you're going to love this group, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's win some, lose some, and over the years our audience has found us, really, you know.
So have you always had a mixed interest in terms of genres of music, Paul, then, or is this kind of...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, even when I was 14, because people, they quite frequently say, what was the first record you bought? But to be honest, I
you couldn't choose.
It was one of three, and those three were James Taylor, which was Sweet Baby James, which was a folk album, Stevie Wonder's Greatest Hits, which was a soul album, and then Free with Fire and Water that had All Right Now on it, that was a rock blues album. So
fantastic.
Even at 14, that was my range, and over the years, of course, it's got wider and wider and wider. I buy a lot of South American music now, Cuban, you know, Argentinian music, Mexican, obviously.
And are you using that then to get inspiration for more work, new songs with Los Pacaminos?
Yes, I do, and it even influenced... when I first got the Pacaminos together, I did an album that was just called Paul Young, and I couldn't help but be influenced by all the new stuff that I was playing, so it even crept into a Paul Young album. But I do actually try and keep them very separate now. You know, Paul Young albums, they are what they are, and the Pacaminos are what they are.
Mm-hmm. Well, any more albums from either of your outlets on the way in the near future?
Well, in actual fact, I'm about four songs into both of them.
Fantastic. You're keeping your time well distributed, Paul.
Yeah. We've recorded about four tracks with the Pacaminos, so we really need to go in and get an album's worth. And the same's going with the Paul Young stuff. I recorded four tracks last year, and I've got interest from Universal Records with a view to record some more.
And it'd be good to see a single back in the charts back in the charts yourself and into the charts for the new guys.
Yeah, I doubt the Pacamina. I don't think the last time there was a Tex-Mex hit was 1963. So,
well, you could turn the tables on the pop
could
industry.
Could do, yeah.
But the way things go viral these days, though, it is possible for a few surprises.
Oh yes, yeah, some of the things that come up is the most unbelievable. I just watched this thing about this kid called Antoine in America, where he's someone broke into his sister's house and jumped in her bed, and they've made a mix of him talking to the interviewer, and it's amazing. And that has gone viral. It's gone massive, you know. You never know, do you?
I think I'll be going home to Google that one now, too.
Oh, it's very funny. I can't remember his last name, but it's everywhere, yeah.
As recommended by Paul Young. That's
as recommended.
Yeah, hilarious.
And so you've got this gig, and you've got five gigs in the UK, then you're heading off around Europe, and I'd assume the popularity is just as good out there. They do like a bit of a Mexican flavour.
Yeah, I think so. In fact, I'm really surprised that we haven't got the Pacaminos into Europe a bit earlier than this. But because, you know, in actual fact, just to get historical for a minute, the Mexicans picked up the accordion from the German settlers that all went down to Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of polka time and waltz time. So straight away, it should click with the Germans, and it should also click with the Polish and basically any other kind of foreign music where an accordion's involved.
Well, have a great gig when you hit Bilston on the 18th of February. Tickets available from the Robin 2 box office. Any other notable ones around the country that you're looking forward to?
Actually, really looking forward. We've got three festivals in France, one in Belgium that are coming up, so I'm really pleased that we're getting out to Europe now.
And are you doing anything in your own right in the near future? Any Paul Young tours?
I am, but in March I'm in Scandinavia. If anyone wants to come.
You're doing a lot of travelling, Paul.
But we're looking at maybe doing something in April, because I did one show with a big band, with an orchestra, on 16th of December, mm-hmm. and it was great fun. So we'd like to try and get that to go around the country, but of course, when you've got like 17 musicians, you've got to work out the logistics of that a little bit.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Quite difficult. Well, give us the web addresses for all of your sites so we know where to find you.
Right. It's paul-young.com or lospacaminos.com. And I believe if you look on Facebook, you'll find that we've got sites as well. And MySpace, although that's getting a bit tired now, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well, Facebook is the place to be, but I'm sure you don't have to do that but yourself, do you? There's people who do that sort of thing for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Posting photos of the family isn't your way forward. It's all about the music, and jolly good music it is too. Paul, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Paul.
Thanks very much.
Cheers. Drive it out. Let's take our second tune from Richard now. This one is Song for a Vacant Guest.
Sent in silence, the dawn awaits me, and I am not afraid to turn and sway. Whisper evening, and I will answer, and I'll not spare a thought for the day, 'cause we don't know right from wrong, only how to sing along that old familiar song is ending. Perfect moments walk alongside those to which they are to scrape and bend. There's a feeling comes to nothing, an old bag full of string, frayed at the ends. And we don't know right from wrong, only how to sing along. That old familiar song is ending. Lighting up the sky, traffic like a lullaby, a concert held in honor of a vacant guest. The hands upon the clock come down, the bells ring in a different town, the very moment that we lay our heads to rest. And we don't know right from wrong, only how to sing along. That old familiar song is ending. Na 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 na.
Richard McMahon, Song for a Vacant Guest. I know that feeling.
You do?
And it's in no way any slight at all upon the next gentleman we're going to speak to. You're a guest and you're not even slightly vacant, are you?
I'm trying not to be vacant.
No. Jim Mowat, hello.
Hello. Hiya, good
Jim.
Afternoon. Or good evening, wherever we are.
Yes, good day works quite well, as long as you say it with a slightly Australian accent.
G'day, Cobber.
That's no, I said Australian.
Oh, damn, right. I'm doing Welsh again, was I?
Yeah, every time. So, we've met a few times before on the grounds that you look after a few bits and pieces around and about ZZ9, plural Z Alpha, although you've resigned from some of your committee roles this year, haven't you?
I have. I was doing two last year. I was membership secretary and meetings organiser. So I have no official capacity this year, but of course I do help out.
Mm-hmm. Particularly because your good lady puts together Mostly Harmless, the magazine.
Oh, no, she's managed.
She's escaped that one as well.
But she is merchandise officer, so
right.
She's thinking up all sorts of groovy ideas for really cool merchandise.
Now, for those who are uneducated, ZZ9 plural Z Alpha is the fan club.
I love how you roll that off with absolutely no hesitation, Jason.
I will fluff it at some point. Don't worry. But it is the fan club of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, the Douglas Adams creation.
Okay.
And it is, in fact, the postcode of Earth, basically.
Fantastic.
So, Jim, you're quite looking forward to an event that takes place over Easter, I'm guessing.
It is, yes. There's a sort of fan-run convention takes place over Easter. Mm-hmm. It's a completely voluntary thing, and various people come together to make it happen. And we hire a hotel somewhere, and this year it's going to be Birmingham.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be the Hilton Metropole, the NAC Birmingham. Mm-hmm. So I've never been to this hotel. I've
driven past it. Is that any help? I know it's there.
Is it big and swanky?
I wouldn't go that far. It's in Birmingham.
It's not quite in Birmingham, is it? It's NEC.
It's almost
NEC,
Solihull.
That's very accessible for everybody to get to.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I hope so. So, you know, we usually hold it in a fairly swanky hotel, you know, 5-star or something. But because we rent out so much of it, we can bring down hotel prices. We can negotiate quite good hotel prices.
Mm-hmm.
And then just spend the whole weekend talking, drinking, putting on panels, doing discussions, playing games. And usually we invite a couple of high-profile authors as well.
Well, this is how these conventions tend to work. There's normally someone to come along, see, get autographs from, or buy books by. And often it's these sort of conventions that can get science fiction fans a bad name, isn't it?
Oh, hopefully, if you try hard enough.
You'll have to excuse my knowledge in science fiction. Apart from being a very good fan of The Big Bang Theory, which leads me to my next question, Jim, does there be a lot of dressing up at these conventions?
Usually not a huge amount. I mean, the EtherCon is a coming together of what we call different fandoms. People like different bits of science fiction. Some people like written science fiction. Some people like science fiction off the telly. And some people like... They've made a sort of genre out of dressing up. So we get that, and it's lovely at the moment because there's a real steampunk movement at the moment. So you get a lot of people dressed up in, like, Victorian costume, but with sort of modern devices attached, you know, so you'll
that
get...
That sounds really intriguing, Jim.
Yeah, I'm confused.
Yeah, it's really intriguing, but actually, look, it looks quite good.
Do they go to the Black Country Living Museum for research purposes, then?
I have no idea. I don't know what that is.
So at least you're even now. There we go.
Yes, we're both completely baffled by it.
I like it.
So, how long has this one been going then? Because it does actually sound quite nice. It's not just a commercial venture, is it?
No, well, it's not at all. The aim is not to make any money out of it at all. So, it should come out even. You know, the money that people spend should be spent on the EtherCon. Mm-hmm. And we should spend it all on the EtherCon. I think it's about, what is it, £55 to join at the moment. I think that price is going up at the end of January.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll find it at illustrious.org.uk. So that's the £55 is for membership. That's for adult membership. There's cheaper memberships for junior and child and various things. And then there's also your hotel room. And I think we've negotiated a rate of £60 plus VAT per night, which is a little on the expensive side. Well, it's plus VAT 20%, so that's £72, isn't it?
Probably not too bad for NEC prices, though, to be fair.
I suppose so. Now, that's usually the point. We get a sort of remarkable hotel, usually, or usually quite a good hotel, and we get the price. I mean, any hotels of this calibre usually, what, £120 a night, or something like that. So it's going to be a chance to spend some time in a really nice hotel with a lot of... Well, hopefully friendly people. They are after a few pints, anyway. We've negotiated some... I think we've got some real ale. Usually we have... That's usually the first thing they negotiate, is getting some real ale.
Get the important details correct
first. That's
right,
yes.
And well, Your involvement in this is on some games that you were playing, reference ZZ9 Plural Z Alpha.
Yes, yes, we've got quite a few ZZ9 Plural Z Alpha traditions going in Eastercon now. Mm-hmm. One is the Beeble Bear Picnic. I mean, we have Beeble Bear Picnics in other places, actually in parks and things. But we have a Beeble Bear Picnic usually about Saturday lunchtime at the Eastercon. We'll get them to give us a room somewhere, and people will come along with Beeble Bears.
Now, I'll have to get Nina to bring her Beeble Bear along then, to send her along to this one. She's away working in Manchester this week. It's not quite as glamorous as last week in LA, but...
All right, yes.
So we can have to see if we can send her down and she can relax, because a Beeble Bear, it's... Yeah, Claire has that confused look, so I've got to explain again.
Right. I was going to ask, but then I thought, no, everybody probably knows except me.
No, it's not everybody, a few.
Yeah. So, go on, Jason, do you want to explain?
In the original series of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, if it's seen on TV, Zaphod Beeblebrox, the former president of the galaxy, has got two heads and three arms.
As you do, yep.
Correct number of legs, apparently.
Okay.
Therefore, in honour of this, the ZZ9 Plural Z Alphas actually have teddy bears which have two heads and three arms and two legs.
Fantastic. This is almost going into the same territory as Phil Butler and his toys.
No, not quite. No, none of these swear. But Nina has one.
There's a
one.
Theme here.
You'll have to ask Nina about it. Okay. She has it at home somewhere.
I look forward to seeing that.
But there we go. So that's a chance for grown men and women to sit down with a teddy bear and have a picnic.
That's right, yes, and we're hoping to do some dressing up this year for the teddy bears. So some sort of what we call chaos costuming.
Oh, you're dressing the teddy bears up?
Dressing the teddy bears
okay,
up,
right.
Which is going to be a little difficult because they've got far too many limbs and heads and stuff. But you know, chaos costuming, I don't know whether, we haven't actually got it organised yet, but it should be good if it comes off. What you do is, you do it over the time of the convention, so you'll bring various bits of cloth and maybe some needles and thread or staples.
Fantastic.
Or whatever, and dress up the bears, and we'll have maybe a competition for the best dressed bear, or the worst dressed bear.
Claire has found something she can do now. Because
you see, I can help you with the whole dressing of the teddy bears here, and the sewing and the stitching, I can help with that.
Ah, cool.
You could turn it into a complete piece of art. In fact, you could probably handcraft an appropriate looking bear as well, couldn't you, with your needleworking skills?
I probably could.
Right. Could you make one out of a rug?
She's
head of tufting as well, usually.
Right.
You could. It might end up being a little bit big.
Mm-hmm. That you could cope with.
You do rag rugs then as well? Then.
Yes, that's another aspect too. Jack of all trades, master of none.
So we're also doing a games hour, mm-hmm. where we had a wonderful one last year. We did towel folding, so folding towels into all sorts of different shapes.
Not just chickens.
Not just chickens. And we had towel foo, and fighting with towels.
Do they do risk assessments for this, Jim?
No.
Or did the hotel hand over all health and safety to you guys for the weekend?
They don't know what's going on. And so
behind locked doors.
Mind you, tile sounds pretty safe, in fairness.
Depends whether it's wet or not, they can come sharp.
We had a disaster area sundive competition. Now, the disaster area sundive is a black ship that dives into the sun. It's part of a show, the disaster area, the loudest rock band in the history of the universe ever. And then they have, as the peak of the show, a black ship diving into the sun. And we recreate this in a ridiculously minor way by making paper aeroplanes out of black paper and throwing them into a hole.
I think onto the fire would be more fun, but maybe that's...
That's a step too far for the hotel, I think.
Okay.
The fire. But we make a hole and say, this is a sun, a firing, blazing sun. Throw your paper aeroplanes into this, and we say, yay, well done. And
I'm loving it. It's origami drinks. And everything.
It needs several drinks to make it a lot of fun. It's really good.
I'm sure they will be consumed within plenty of time upon arrival, but there we go.
Yeah. Yeah, there's also mattress racing I'm hoping to get going. They wouldn't let me do it the last time I tried to do mattress racing.
Did you bring your own mattress, though, or did you try to use the hotel one?
Oh, we have fake mattresses.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was going to say that. It all depends on how you define your mattress.
Because a mattress, though, in the world of hitchhikers, is a living creature.
Oh God, that's me lost again.
What are they all called? I can't remember. They all have one name, don't they?
Squanchellus, is it?
That's the planet.
Oh, that's the planet. Oh, yeah. I don't know. I haven't got a memory.
I remember Marvin having a conversation with him in the radio series. But
that's right. Was it for a million years he was stuck on that?
Something like that, yes. Yeah.
I think I need to go home and do homework and watch some of this stuff.
I'll lend you the CD.
Okay, that'll do.
That might work. It all sounds like jolly good fun, if it's a bit strange. Okay, quite a lot strange. Give us the web address for anybody who now is keen to go along.
Right, the web address is illustrious.org.uk. The guests are David Weber and Peter F. Hamilton.
Mm-hmm. And their collective body of work behind them would include...
would include so many things that I haven't read. Peter F. Hamilton, I'd really like to read some of his books. He looks to have written some remarkable series, and I keep wanting to have a go and read some of them, like Fallen Dragon he's written, Nanoflower, Reality Dysfunction, Night's Dawn Trilogy, but just huge body of work that I haven't read yet. And David Weber is military SF. There's a bit of a military SF theme, which might be quite fun.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got homework to do as well, Jim.
I've got lots of homework to do, and I probably won't do it. I'll just bluff it.
But Jim, give us a plug for ZZ9 plural Z Alpha, then, whilst we're on. I haven't got it wrong yet, you notice.
ZZ9 plural Z Alpha.
Just, yeah, ZZ9.org. If you go to ZZ9.org on the web, you'll be able to join up and do all sorts of cool stuff. We're incredibly silly, incredibly fun, and incredibly cheap. £10 a year to be a member of ZZ9, and it's a lot of fun.
So what other things do you get up to during the year? Because I'm just thinking, when you have all this fun at this convention, how on earth are people supposed to survive the rest of the year?
Well, we do slouches.
What was that? I missed that, Jim. What was that?
Slouch. So okay. We go somewhere exciting, like Leicester, I think was the last one. And we'll say, here's a city, let's slouch around. And we slouch around and just find bizarre things to do in the city. Sort of unusual. If there are any unusual sites... like the sort of tourist stuff that other people don't go to, we might go look at some dustbins or something. And
you guys should write the alternative tourist guide.
That's right. Yeah. There's Ollie the Octopus in Leeds. We went to see that was quite fun. He's up at Roundy Park, and if you go into the there's some load of greenhouses at Roundy Park, and you'll find a little character on the wall called Ollie the Octopus. And you put a coin into this slot, and he makes some bizarre noises as if he's drowning, and then he goes, bloo, bloo, bloo. I'm Ollie the Octopus. Thank you for putting the money in my box. And it's just little strangenesses like that we like to seek out.
And I'm glad it's you doing it rather than me having to put the effort in. It is nice to know that these things exist, though. Yeah. And you never cease to amaze me, Jim, whenever we speak. It is quite exciting.
Right, and good talking to you.
It's lovely to speak to you. Thank you, sir, for joining us. And have a good time, Jim. At EasterCon. And even if I don't meet up with you at EasterCon, we must go for a beer at some point when you're in the area.
Absolutely.
Sound like a plan?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so thank you for joining us for now, and I'll catch up with you soon.
Okay.
Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Let's take some more music this time. It is Richard McMahon and the Teds.
And the Teds.
This is his band. His former band.
Was his band.
Let's take a listen now. This is The Grave That Takes My Name.
I've been around for so long, now I have no tales to tell. My brain awash with memories of never feeling well. I have squandered all of beauty in the vain pursuit of bliss. Run away from some great other back into the arms of this. Up within my pockets are two hands that cannot rest, until they have destroyed all of the things I've loved the best. They have squandered all of beauty in the vain pursuit of bliss. Run away from some great other back into the arms of this. Lord, there are things that I have done would make the devil die in shame. So maybe now's the time for a grave to take my name. I have locked myself in cages, freely handed over keys. I've torn out all the pages from my book of mysteries. I have squandered all of beauty in the vain pursuit of bliss. Run away from some great other back into the arms of this. Lord, there are things that I have done would make the devil die in shame. So maybe now's the time for a grave.
take my name. There are things that I have done that make the devil die in shame. So maybe now's the time for a great take my name. I've been around for so long now, I have no tale to tell. My brain washed with memories of never feeling well. I have squandered all the beauty in the vain pursuit of bliss. Run away from some great other back into the arms of this. Lord, there are things that I have done would make the devil die in shame. But Lord, I am not ready for a grave to take my name. I've been around for so long now, I have no tale to tell.
Richard McMahon and the Teds there. Did you ever have the experience of seeing the Teds, Claire?
I've seen the Teds quite a few times, actually. I've had the pleasure.
And it's quite an experience.
It is definitely. It was really good.
Let's find out a bit more about the man and his music and his former bands and the string of lovers or whatever else there is to gossip about him. Richard McMahon, hello, sir.
Hello, Jason. How you doing? Hello, Claire.
Hey, Rich, how's it going?
Oh, very well, thank you.
Now, you two know each other, as we mentioned earlier on. So what's the history here? How did you meet Claire?
Claire, I think we mainly met at the Ted's gigs, didn't we, Claire?
I think it was actually.
And we've sort of threatened to do some music together in the last few months, but it hasn't quite materialised. But we're working on it.
It's on the cards. It will happen.
Definitely.
So explain a bit about your musical background then.
Musical background. I've been playing a bit now for since about the mid 90s. I've been writing songs and sort of doing my own thing. But it was only about 5 years ago that I took up music professionally. I was working at a sawdust factory.
You were working at a sawdust factory.
In a sawdust factory, albeit I was working in the accounts department, so it sounds a bit less rock and roll. but yeah, I got a bit fed up with that, so I thought, well, I'll give this music thing a go. And I've been managing to get by. I've made a decent enough living ever since then, so... Just gigging away week after week.
And so where are you based then?
I'm based in Birmingham, but I play all over the place. Like, I mean, tonight, for example, I'm off to Northampton. That's tonight, Tuesday night, when we're recording this. Sorry, mm-hmm. I forgot that bit. But I've got, you know, I'm all over. I've even got a couple of gigs in Germany coming up in May. So I do try and get out and about a bit.
It was a really good gig at the Mosley Folk Festival as well, Rich, back in September.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that, actually, because it was kind of my first kind of solo showcase for a while, and I really enjoyed that one. That was a good day. Yeah, I hope I get back there again this year. It'd be great.
And how do you really class your music? Is the Mosley Folk Festival the sort of festival for you? Do you class yourself as purely a folk musician?
I wouldn't say I'm purely a folk musician. I mean, I play all sorts of stuff. But I suppose at the very heart of what I do is it is kind of... Because I consider even popular music is a kind of folk music, and it's all about how you put it across. So I suppose, yes, I would ideally like to grow into that sort of purely folk kind of thing. But at the moment, I do a bit of everything, really.
And you're quite happy doing that?
I'm quite happy doing that.
Well, I'd say we're quite happy listening to it. Now, we've heard a bit with your band, the Teds. What brought the demise of the group of guys?
Oh, you know, the usual musical differences. No, it was just a thing. It just seemed like the right time. We'd been together for 3 years and, you know, we'd had some great times. But we were just going in different sort of directions, really. I wanted to concentrate more on kind of songwriting and that kind of thing, and just sort of, you know, I've been doing a bit of comedy and bits of stuff, and I kind of just fancied going out on my own, really, you know, just to see what I could do out there.
And many comedy songs yet?
I don't do comedy songs, but yeah, I never say never, but I do like to bring in like when I'm doing a gig, I do like to bring in elements of storytelling and tell a few gags. And but generally, the music is, I suppose, you know, reasonably serious. You know, I do like to keep them dancing and singing along. But I tend to avoid doing comedy songs. I think there's enough people doing that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what's quite amazing, actually, Rich, about the folk side of things in terms of songs is actually the storytelling element, not just in the song, but like, as you say, in between.
Oh, yeah. And
I think that's what you do an absolutely fantastic job of, is you can't beat a bit of banter in between songs. I think that's what makes gigs special.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Oh, well, thanks for saying that. Yeah.
No worries, dude.
I think the only thing is I don't know what will happen, whether I'll end up going down the Billy Connolly route and just doing comedy and putting the guitar down. I who knows?
I don't know. Would Maggie be happy with you in the purple beard?
In a purple beard, I think it might grow on her, you know. Well, it would grow on me first.
It would, yeah. And then you'd have to comb it over to her.
That's right, yes.
That's what we're looking at. But, so, good luck with everything that does come in the future. Obviously, the gigging's taking place around and about. Is there an online gig list where people can come along and see you perform live?
Oh, there is, yeah. If they go onto my website, which is richmcmahon.com.
Now, you're going to have to spell that.
Okay, it's RichMcMahon.
So, Rich McMahon.
RichMcMahon.com.
Stick the .com on the end, and you will find yourself there. You'll be able to see pictures and all sorts, won't you?
That's right. There's a link there to my MySpace page, and I usually got my gigs up to date on there, and there's tunes and videos and all manner of things on there. And also, I've been doing a few comedy gigs, so I'll be putting some information up about those as well.
You can see
Brilliant. All
of that.
Looking forward to checking those out.
What sort of comedy venues do you tend to find yourself playing?
Well, I'm kind of really only starting out with it, so I've been doing a lot of open mic spots. So I did a comedy course, myself and the missus did a comedy course just at the tail end of last year. So I've been doing a few stand-up comedy gigs, just 5-10 minute slots, really.
Mm-hmm.
So out and about, I've been doing, you know, I've got gigs booked in places like Stourport and Tenbury Wells and Stratford and places like that. So I'm just looking to do a few more of those, really, just because it's good fun.
As long as it's good fun for you and the audience, that's okay.
That's great, Craig, yeah. Oh, I love it. Well, it's an excuse to kind of rant and moan and have the permission to do it. It's great. I love it.
Yeah, well, I know a few comedians, and they do seem to enjoy it, but it is quite a headache. But if it's another string to your bow on top of the music, then it makes it a bit easier, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. I think I'd enjoy it if I needed it, if I was desperate and I had to try and make a career out of it. I think, you know, that would take the fun out of it for me a little bit. I think it's just fun because I'm not really expecting too much. It just helps with my, I guess it helps with my between song banter and kind of just, it's another, like you say, another string to my bow, really.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like you're having fun at what you're doing, which is really good.
Mm.
And if you're making other people laugh, smile, giggle along, or just generally enjoy the music, clapping the hands, stamping the feet, then it's all a good job.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's
better than the sawdust factory, anyway.
Yeah, well, a definite step up from accounts and the sawdust factory.
It's a different look.
Go with that.
That's right.
Now, what's the last song we're going to take from you today?
The last song is a chirpy little number called Long Time Blues.
Tell us a bit about this one, then.
I guess it's about thinking positively about life and, and not taking it all so seriously, I suppose. I think the song's pretty self-explanatory once it gets going.
Well, we'll take a listen, work it out from there, and we shall enjoy the rest of the music and, of course, pop along to... Was it full richardmcmahon.com, wasn't
it's
it?
Rich. You know, I'd be careful, actually. There's a Richard McMahon I know, it was from Sheffield.
Mm-hmm.
Who
oh, dear.
Does kind of metal. He does kind of some weird... He's like a rock guy. And he's Richard McMahon. I just discovered him, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, it's Rich McMahon.
Rich R-I-C-H, McMahon, sorry.
The short Rich McMahon. Finding metal guys in Sheffield.
It's informal and nice, isn't it? That's what it is.
yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Brilliant. Rich, thank you for joining us.
Okay,
thanks, Rich.
It's been a pleasure.
You.
Thank you, Claire.
Ciao for
See
now.
You, bye.
Bye-bye.
You're a long time coming, you're a long time dead. Better watch that thought that's running through your head. You're a long time coming, you're a long time dead. Better watch that thought that's running through your head. Given time, you'll be fine. You'll be thinking of the good times and laughing all the while. Given time, you'll be fine. You'll be thinking of the good times and laughing all the while. set of random future objects are not taking any shape, and on that basis you're already planning your escape. A set of random future objects are not taking any shape, and on that basis you're already planning your escape. But given time, you'll be fine. Your map, it will be plotted, and your planets will align. Given time, you'll be fine. Your map, it will be plotted, and your planets will align. 'Cause you're a long time coming, you're a long time dead. Better watch that thought that's running through your head. You're a long time coming, you're a long time dead. Better watch that thought that's running through your head. Now maybe I have raised your expectations past your means, and maybe I've made promises that nature cannot keep. But show me the alternative, convince me that you can, and I'll show you somebody who has failed to understand. You're a long time coming, you're a long time dead. Better watch that thought that's running through your head. You're a long time coming, you're a long time dead. Better watch that thought that's running through your head. You're a long time coming, you're a long time dead. Better watch that thought that's running through your head. You're a long time coming, you're a long time dead. Better watch that thought that's running through your head.
Long Time Blues, Richard McMahon there once more. I've really enjoyed listening to his music today.
He's a really great musician, so I'd highly recommend going and seeing him.
Yeah.
Three O'Neill's gigs this week, if I recall correctly. Yeah. One probably taking place as we speak right now.
Mm-hmm. Check his website out and and get down there. Great to talk to all our guests. Nice to hear from Jim again. Also from Jane O'Reilly. It's good to talk to her.
Absolutely.
And Paul Young. Were you a little bit starstruck with Paul Young on the phone? Were
you
a fan as a kid?
I wasn't expecting that. You weren't kind of warning me about that one, Jason.
He's a really sound bloke, though, isn't he?
He was, definitely. So I'm looking forward to checking out his music a bit more.
Mm-hmm. And you've had a quick listen to Los Pecaminos.
Yes, I'm liking the feel of the music.
Well, it's almost as upbeat as the Barrel of Baddies, isn't it? So.
Oh, definitely, yep.
Well worth a listen. So if you want to get along down there, 18th of February, as you mentioned earlier on, at the Robin 2 in Bilston.
I'd love to go, but I'm working. So please, people, go and tell me how it goes.
Mm-hmm. What else is going on then for you this coming week?
What's happening? A colleague's farewell do tonight, so I'm going out on a school night.
Yeah.
I'm doing that tonight. And I'm going to see The Cult tomorrow night, which is a bit of heavy rock.
That should clear your ears out.
That should clear my ears out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm keeping busy midweek this week. What about you, Jason?
I've got a Christmas party on Thursday. We have it late.
Okay.
That's all I can say. Okay. Can't tell you anything about it.
Okay, top secret.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. And football on Sunday.
Ooh, fingers crossed.
Yeah, also FA Cup fourth round for Wolves. See how we get on against Stoke.
Is that home or away?
That is at home.
That's at home.
Yeah,
brilliant.
So another busy weekend here. That's about it, really, I think. I'm not sure what else I've got going on, to be fair.
That's not bad to start with.
Yeah, I think there's probably things I've forgotten, so we'll see how we get on there. And lots of busyness at the day job too, which is always good fun.
Yes. We always need to pay the bills.
Yes, that's the way it works. And also, I think we have one of my colleagues in Holland listening. So, hello to Eric.
How do you say hello in Holland?
How you say hello? I'm English. Can I say hello to you, please? They're very good at speaking English, as I found out when I was over there.
Jason.
But no, the Netherlands is a lovely place to visit, and Eric's down there in Holland. So
fantastic. Hello, Eric.
There we go. That's official. Right, well, it's been lovely having you with us. Zoe potentially is back next week.
Oh, that's brilliant. She's better.
Yeah, I hope she's had to go to the day job for the first time this week, so she's been a shock to the system. But please do come and join us next week.
Oh,
and we'll introduce you, and we'll have a little chat and everything. That, okay,
cool.
That will be episode 86 of The Milk Bar, but thank you very much for joining us for episode 85.
Thank you, Jason.
And before we go, you've got to say ZZ9 plural Z Alpha, just to see if you can.
No.
Go on.
Say it again.
ZZ9 plural Z Alpha.
ZZ9 plural Z Alpha.
See, it wasn't as difficult as you were making out.
I was going slow.
Well, there we go. Thanks for joining us, and ta-ra for now.
Bye.
Goodbye from The Milk Bar. 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 Yeah. Goodbye from the milk bar. Yeah.